It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. It seems Ariana Grande, Joe, just like us, dealing with nasty sinus infection. She had to cancel her concert in Lexington, Kentucky, and she did a little video for her fans.
Okay, so I woke up kind of 10 times worse, and it hurts so bad to swallow. I'm not really sure what's going on. I unfortunately don't think I'll be able to push through tonight, and I'm so sorry. Ugh. Obviously, you'll be refunded and etc., but I'm just really devastated. Thank you for understanding and sending love, etc., whatever. And I'm so sorry.
Man, she doesn't sound good. I kind of wish so. Like celebrities, I bet you like tomorrow Ariana Grande will sound like perfect health because like the medicine they can get quickly. You and I were sick for 2 weeks. It's like they're instantly healed.
Right. Exactly.
It's like they give him the strongest drugs. Like, you must perform.
I mean, but that video, it sounded like she was, really like dying.
That's the worst. That's like, you know what she's talking about? Your throat hurts to swallow. That's the worst.
I think the worst is honestly just like you're not sick, like sick enough to miss work, but you just feel like crap. So you have to come in and dysfunction.
Like, why can't a bus hit me today?
Exactly.
Just today.
Get better, girl. Derek Hough also not feeling great. He had to have emergency surgery for acute appendicitis. Derek, of course, Julianne Hough's brother from Dancing with the Stars.
Whenever I dance like out in public or I'm dancing like out and about or at a wedding or something, I don't dance seriously.
That was the question, like, when a professional dancer is at a wedding or something, it's like, did they just, like, go all out and show everybody up? He's like, no, I try to dance off beat so I don't intimidate anybody.
I would embarrass everybody. I'm like, what kind of wedding is this?
Why are we not all synchronized dancing? Well, this is really cool. Okay, so we've been talking about Kanye West, Sunday Service, and Kanye was down in Houston with Joel Osteen, and our very own Lenny Bree was in the house. Lenny, we want to hear, what was the standout moment from your experience?
Man, I think it was whenever he was like, everyone look under your seats, and we all look under, and there's a Bible. So we all pull out our Bibles and we all pull out there's also a lighter under there. And he's like, everyone, I want you to set these Bibles on fire.
What?
Yeah. He was like, it's going to make a really big impact and people are going to believe in the true word. I'm just kidding. That did not happen.
I don't know what to say about that.
We got a TMC exclusive right here.
No, but I think it was really just the choir. The choir was crazy. It was like their choreography. When they were singing, it was like explosive. You could see their hands coming out and in. It was just really great.
Oh, so it was a true experience. You highly recommend going?
Definitely. It was a major vibe.
Do you believe in Jesus now?
I believe in Joel Osteen.
I love Joel. What? Give us one more message that he told you.
Did you
Joel.
Meet Kanye?
Did I meet Kanye? No. But I saw Kim. She walked right past me, and I was
Stop!
Like, oh, girl. She's actually bad in real life.
Yeah,
oh
was she shorter than you thought in person?
She was shorter, and the kids were shorter, too.
Hold on. Was her butt bigger than you thought?
Oh, that baby was juicy.
Amazing. Here's Kanye talking about his mental breakdown that led to start the actual church.
In my lowest points, you know, God was there with me and sending me visions and inspiring me. And I remember sitting in the hospital at UCLA after having a mental breakdown, and there's documentations of me drawing a church and saying, start a church in the middle of Calabasas.
All right. I really want to experience this. I think it would be absolutely amazing. I'm so glad Lenny Bree got to. Lastly, what is going on? Blake Lively has pulled down everything from Instagram, including all pics of Ryan Reynolds.
It's kind of torture these days because I'm on a plane and everywhere I look, every screen is my husband in a sex montage throughout the holidays with another woman.
Okay, so I don't know if this is just a scheme because she does have the trailer for The Rhythm Section. It's her new movie, but she's deleted every single thing. Everything of Ryan is gone. Is it over? Is this just publicity for her new film? I'll keep you posted.
The one thing we try to do here on Joe McKenzie is keep your day positive, a little motivational, you might say. What? We have Monday Motivation coming up in less than 10 minutes? What are the odds of that? No, for real, though, we have some really cool, good stories we want to share with you. If you're a dog person, you're definitely going to hear my story, but we got some good stuff from Mackenzie, some good stuff from Liv. It's all coming up in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.